Tuesday morning, Suburban Outlaw Pam Sherman with us. About a half hour from now, she'll discuss her husband's new woman in his life, I guess. We'll get to that. find out right
it's
now
not
if you
a
are.
Dog. For once.
Yeah. So,
I'm
a question.
Getting a puppy, by the way.
Pam. Oh, that's right. It's right. You are getting a puppy. What do you give? What advice could you give her? Besides, don't
make everybody. The puppy's not yours; it's theirs, and they have to take care of it.
Oh, there you go. That's never going to happen. That's not going to happen.
But thanks for the advice, Pam.
Yeah, really,
just great. That was just lovely.
Training. Go to training class.
Yes. Spend the money. Trust me. It's well worth it.
Our dogs went to boot camp, but that's a whole other subject. We'll talk about that another time.
All right. question for you, a couple of questions. Do you like black coffee, Pam?
I do.
Do you like
it right now?
All right. Do you like bitter a dark chocolate?
Love it. Over 75%, the better.
Congratulations, you are a psychopath.
it's actually the whole dark chocolate thing. I think it changes as you get older, and then all of a sudden you like dark chocolate more. I'm finding I do, and I used to always love milk chocolate when I was younger.
I want to go back to why these are the indicators of
we're getting there.
We'll get okay. Well, here it is. It's a study from a few years ago. If you like things that are bitter, okay, like black coffee, and which I'll never, I'm sorry, I've tried black coffee. My son is a coffee geek. You know, he does the drip and the this and the that. And every time he comes to town, we end up at some fancy coffee shop where I end up buying him some coffee beans that cost me $25. But, and then he makes the coffee for us, and I tell him, Adam, it tastes like coffee to me. I don't notice anything different. It just, and then I pollute it with putting cream and sugar in it, so it doesn't matter to me. But
so that makes you a nice person, and the rest of us psychopaths.
Yes, exactly. That's
no,
that's what
you,
I'm.
Fam. Just you, Fam. Just you. I don't drink coffee.
People who like bitter things are. See, here's why this all falls apart. The people who like bitter things, like the things we mentioned, are have antisocial qualities. Okay.
Come on.
I don't believe any of this stuff because my wife loves that stuff, and my wife is the sweetest person on the face of the planet.
Correct. So, she is definitely not antisocial. Although it was so funny. That's sort of like we were having an argument about what is an introvert and what is an extrovert. My husband loves to stay home on the couch. I said, people would be surprised to learn that you're actually an introvert by some definitions. You gain your energy from being alone, from not being with other people. And, you know, for him, constantly being on is an energy sucker, where for me it revs me up and I want more.
Right.
So I love that these indicators that are surprising about what you think. I am not a psychopath. I suffer through my coffee, and I switched to the bitter dark chocolate because I heard it was better for my heart. So I feel like I've trained myself to be, I guess that's a psychopath. Okay.
So just, you know what, do yourself a favor. Throw some sugar in your coffee. Okay, it ain't gonna kill you.
Live it up, Pam.
I know.
Calories. That's psychopathic.
Oh, forget the calories. Forget the calories. Just, you know, how many cups of coffee do you have a day?
Three.
Oof.
That's it. Is it too many?
No. I mean, I used to have four. Now I'm down to one, which I don't even know how I did that. But
so now you're judgy because you only drink one?
Very judgy.
He's totally judging you, Pam.
I'm very judgy.
Oof. Three.
Three. Oh, my goodness. You must be a psychopath.
You must be.
And you drink it black. Oh, my goodness.
I'm a the person who made this is a psychopath because it's the worst coffee in the world.
I'm sorry. Life is too short for crummy coffee. It is just too short for crummy coffee. Make it so it's the first thing you have in the morning. It sets the mood for the rest of the day. Have a nice cup of, not overly sweet, but nice sweetened coffee. It's not bitter. And it makes you that person for the rest of the day. Come on, people, get with it. No?
No.
Nope. All right. Don't come complaining to me.
Tony, Christy, and Nikki in the morning. And the